Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I'm joined this morning with Sharon Clark.
The two Clarks.
One with an E and one without.
Awesome. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. On the first Thursday of every month, it's Sharon Clark and myself that do the radio show and give Carl and Linda a day off doing something else, I'm sure. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. Showers are likely. We're looking for a high today of 75. But we've got a lot of thunder action going on, and showers likely, 60% chance of rain most of the day. Tomorrow we're looking at 70% chance of rain, and tonight a high of 75 again. And through the weekend we're looking at the same kind of weather pattern. So keep your umbrella handy, and maybe that's going to give those lawns a little bit more green grass to grow. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Can I just say that my wardrobe thinks I have ADD right now, because I've got literally like sundress weather was 2 weeks ago. One day we wake up this week, we walk out, it's raining, and I had to go change my outfit. Like literally, none of us know what's going on. And then why doesn't it have to rain on the weekends? Why can't it be during the week and sunny on the weekends?
That's all good points.
That's right. So I've just had to complain about that, because I feel like I've got like half my winter clothes and summer clothes, and like things are trying to reappear, and then I have to keep putting them away. And is it open-toed time? Well, now it's not again. And
exactly. Well, and the sad part is when you leave at O'Dark 100 like we did this morning, gosh knows what you're going to be needing
right.
to wear 3, 4, 5 hours
right.
from now.
And still, even though it's raining and there's lightning's thundering and all of that,
it's warm.
It's still kind of warm. It's that humidity kind of thing. So, yeah. How are you doing?
Happy
birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
A couple days late, but.
Well, yesterday, but you know, I had such fun with that, and I have to say that's the best thing about Facebook. I absolutely love that whole thing. Because
right, getting all the birthday wishes and everything.
Exactly, and I heard from people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and people you went to school with, people you don't usually talk to. It's very nice.
Yeah, that is fun about Facebook. And for us that are friends of people on their birthdays that maybe aren't close enough to send a card, and who even really knows people's addresses.
And who sends cards anymore.
We can do like a cute little meme and a little quote or, emojis. And
No, awesome. Fun. It was. Yeah. It's a good time.
May I interject briefly, ladies?
Sure.
Okay. I want to mention a couple of things going on here in the community this next several days. Minds Matter, the 9th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival, is happening this weekend at Library Park, 1552 Placer Street. Admission is free. There'll be a cultural fair and a resource fair and cultural resources. It is part of the Stand Against Stigma, Changing Minds About Mental Illness. Of course, the One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, coming up next Saturday, the 14th, for the 9th annual event. You can order, guys, you can still order heels and mark your calendar, assemble a team. It's a morning of fun for a great cause. Coming back to this weekend, I need to order this stuff before I read it off. Military Order of the Purple Heart holding their big golf tournament up at Gold Hills Golf Club. That is this Saturday with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. The net proceeds will fund veterans assistance programs and scholarships. All monies remain in the North State, and you've got a chance to contact Military Order of the Purple Heart. And you can give them a call. Give Bill Phelan a call at 530-339-5449. And last but not least, of course, it is rodeo season. And the Asphalt Cowboys are announcing the Grand Marshal will be Olympic gold medalist and hometown hero Megan Rapinoe. How about that?
That's exciting.
Yeah. Go, Megan. She'll be leading the parade. That's on the 21st, 10 a.m. Absolutely great thing, of course. Lots of activities revolving around the rodeo, including chicks and chaps. That will be happening May the 20th at Rodeo Flats down there at the arena. I still want to call it the Posse Grounds after all these years. 12:30 is the check-in. 1 p.m. The event is $75. Open to ladies 21 over who want to learn about rodeo events, roping, stick horse barrel racing, and lots of great events. So that's a happening thing down there for chicks and chaps.
Has the window passed for us to do chicks and chaps? I'm afraid my own body couldn't learn how to barrel race.
Yeah, no, I'm not going for that. Maybe the
I'm
stick
picturing
horse.
You in that poodle skirt that I...
oh, yeah, from Dancing with the Stars.
Which is coming up, by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but we're going to have someone on at 7:30 from the Asphalt Cowboys that's going to talk about the rodeo and update us on all those activities.
Fun
so,
week. Yeah.
So we'll find out about all of that good
awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome. I know it's just like 2 weeks away, I think, all of that.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, we have the Red Bluff Roundup, and that's the start of it, and then coming up this weekend this weekend is Mother's Day weekend, and that's the Cottonwood Rodeo.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then we go right into the Reading Rodeo. So it's rodeo time for sure.
That's right. It's Mother's Day. What are you doing? My daughter and I are going to do sushi dinner and watch Game of Thrones.
I'm actually going to be in Jackson where my son lives.
Okay.
I'm going with the Reading RV Club for the weekend, and so I'm going to actually be in Jackson with my son, so that's good.
Good.
Your first time I spent Mother's Day with my son in a few years. So.
And then your grandson.
And my grandsons, of course. Yeah, I'm excited to see all of them. You know, as they're growing, I don't get to spend as much time with them as I'd like to. Mm-hmm. And so this is good. This is going to be fun. Yeah.
I know. It's kind of interesting how that kind of changes as your kids become more adults. You know, when they're younger, they're making stuff in school. They're telling you it's coming. They're breakfast in bed, all these kinds of things. And now my daughter's out of town that day, and I'm out of town that day. And she's like, you know, it's Mother's Day. We need to do something. And so we're kind of like throwing it together. But
yeah,
it's funny how that kind of
Well, works. It is. And, of course, my son moved away from home a long time ago, and I just have the one. And then my grandkids, when they were up until the time they got about 13 or 14, they were pretty much 12 or 13. Last few years, they're 15 and 14 now, and I don't see much of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're busy doing.
They think they're ready to be on their own. They're not
quite.
Well,
they're so involved in so many different things. And that's good. And I live far enough away that it makes it a little more difficult. But anyway, so that's coming up this weekend. And I always am marveling that when people say there's nothing to do. I looked at the date this morning just for a minute. And, gosh, there's just a million things going on every weekend and stuff to see and go and do. And so if you're not out and about and having a good time, you're just missing out.
Yeah, and I think in Reading, with how hot our summers are, it seems like, you know, May to June, we try to squeeze as much as we can in before, you know, it was over 100 degrees. And then, you know, you get like September to November. So we have this month, like all these activities are going on. You're right. It is crazy.
And then we put ourselves in the position of planning things like Cool April Nights where it just rains like crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's just – I literally remember my first year in Reading and standing out there in the rain and had to go – I think I did it like two or three times. And I just did the whole experience, found a group, put my chair up, you know – had alcohol on the sidelines or whatever and watched the cars
adult go by. Beverages.
Yeah, adult beverages. And I'm over it now. Now I just avoid that whole part of town. That ship has sailed for me to participate in that.
But I've been there in the rain. I've also been there when the cars overheated because it was so hot. So
you just never know.
You never know. I mean,
that's kind of the beauty of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And
you
know,
earn your right to be there.
it's kind of the ritual and people just keep coming back. I had friends this year here from Idaho. And I thought, wow, I remember this girl that was here, her older sister came when Alan Jackson came, and you remember how well that went over when he was down at the fairgrounds, and then he didn't do the show.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, they had this big 3-day show.
It was a debacle.
And the promoter didn't do a very good job of that.
Someone didn't get paid, and so he pulled out,
right? He didn't get paid, and he didn't have the money when he got there, so he got there with his whole entourage. But I had this girl's sister, and her husband had come from Idaho for that. And then, you know, so I can't check about that all the time, I'm going to go see Alan Jackson in Shasta County. So then their sister and husband come for the cool April nights, and it just rains all over their parade. And I thought when I went and saw them after the show on Saturday night, that they'd be angry. But then it had cleared, and they said, no, it was great. They'd come back the next year. They were having a ball.
Oh, good. So you'll have company again.
So anyway, good time.
I like to think North State Summer simply weed out the unfit.
That's a good point. Okay, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal, to help all her clients with their real estate needs find their dream home. She is passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com or see her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. That's Mary, M-A-C-C-U-R-D-Y.
Met her, Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez. Another real critical issue for the North State is water. I don't want anyone to be deceived into thinking that now that we've had some rain and our rivers are running full, our lakes are higher, that we're out of the woods. It will take several years of that type of weather to correct what we've been through. I am in favor of preserving as much of our North State waters as possible. Doug LaMalfa co-sponsored H.R. 5781, which is designed to transfer more of our waters down south, and I am opposed to that. Again, we need to preserve our waters. We need to focus on building storage so that we can assure ourselves that we have enough water for farming and for living in the North State in the future.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because we need to preserve our North State waters.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Guess what day it is, and I'm not talking about Wednesdays.
Cinco de Mayo. And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room, KCNR1460.com, and hello to everyone in there. As you know, I don't check in there, so maybe if something comes up that Bob needs to tell me about, he can update me on that. Or you can give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to join in whatever we're talking about. So I was really disappointed. I have to talk about this because I was sorry to see that Ted Cruz did not catch on and become our nominee.
I know. Last time we were on, I think you were kind of drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you know, I mean, I think the establishment and the atmosphere in this United States created Donald Trump. And I'm just sorry that he and Ted Cruz ran for the presidency at the same time. Because I think what a lot of us have been saying for many years is that we needed a Republican, a conservative Republican, who could articulate the Republican message.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that made sense instead of the paintings that we've been getting from the media and the left for all these years that, you know, we want to throw babies in front of buses and we want to take kids' lunch programs
right.
away from them and we want, you know, it's all for the rich and we want to steal from the poor and take away Social Security, and which is none of which is true.
Right.
But we've been getting painted with that brush for a long time by the Democrats and the media, and we've not had a Republican who stood up and said, that's wrong. That's not what we want to do. I mean, they always allow them to set the platform. Fortunately, we had a candidate, Ted Cruz, who would, when they threw a question at him like that, he would correct them and say, no, that's not true at all. That's not what I said. And then he would answer the question. And we so desperately needed someone that could articulate the Republican message in a way that people could understand it and that believed in smaller government and the Constitution, and had proven himself as a known factor that he said what he was going to do when he ran for office. He went to Washington, D.C., and he did it. And he took on the Republicans that didn't want to do what the people wanted, and the Democrats. And so they labeled him as somebody that can't get along.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in jumps Donald Trump, because I really honestly believe, Sharon, that the American people have had it up to here with the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, politicians in general.
Right. I absolutely agree. And I think that's what's made this such a crazy election. Is I don't know that there's a lot of intellectual thought. It's emotions. We're running on emotions at this point. And now, do you think there's any chance that Trump would pick him on the ticket?
I don't know that he would serve on a ticket with Trump.
Right. I don't know either.
You know, I don't
yeah.
know. But I that would, for me, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Because
some balance to that.
It's yeah. some balance to that. But I mean, you know, we as Republicans, as conservatives, tried for, you know, they said, well, we have the Senate. We can't do anything against Obama because we don't have the House. So we went to the polls and we gave him the House, and they still did nothing. I mean, they have done nothing at all but get in line and go along and pass budgets. I mean, it's been a damn disaster. Oh, excuse me, a darn disaster for
we got impassioned Tristan Clark this morning.
Wow, I can't believe I said that.
The D word is one I will let slip.
Oh, okay.
We won't use a 7-second delay on that one.
Wow, I just can't believe I get so frustrated
yeah.
by it because they just have ignored us. And what's really frustrating about it now is they still don't get it. They do not understand why Donald Trump has hit such a chord with the American people.
Well, they're going to have to understand it pretty quickly here because I feel like that train's unstoppable. There's a lot of momentum behind him now.
If the Republican people, the good Republican governors throughout this United States who have done such tremendous things with their states, if they will get behind him and go as a party, we can beat Hillary Clinton. I mean, I have no doubt about that. Unless we do the circular firing squad and keep, if all the Republicans are out there shooting at Trump, we're not going
right.
anyplace.
Everything breaks apart and there's no coming together at that point. It's like, you know, it's the sum of the whole, all the parts is what has to happen.
That's exactly yeah. right. So if the establishment wants to go and say, well, they can't support Trump, and actually to keep their little kingdom fiefdom intact, where they get what they want and they have everything they want, and they really need for Trump not to get elected, because then they can just sit there securely for another 4 to 8 years.
And I'm saying this in a generic sense. Where are the statesmen? Where are those who look at a situation fairly, honestly, and come up with a solution instead of stirring the pot and whipping people up into a frenzy over this or that? Where are those who can unite instead of divide?
Well, I don't know. And I think given a chance, Senator Cruz could have been one of those. Because he certainly, he fought the good fight for a long time before he got into the mud. And I was sorry to see that he did, finally. He finally got into the name-calling and all the rest of it. And I was sorry to see that.
Some of his comments that were aired on Town Hall, and that Laura Ingraham was replaying the day of the election, were just unconscionable. And you don't recover from getting that nasty with someone. And he, I don't know if he was intentionally pushing himself away so that there would be no consideration of him as a running mate whatsoever, but he got pretty nasty about it, and I think that turned people off. And the other thing, I'm going to throw this out, the liberal, extremely fringe of the media, there's actually degrees within the media, they're not all exactly the same, I can say that as having been part of one. The fact that they were chortling and basically insinuating that anybody who supported the Republicans in general and Trump in particular is a complete idiot, they're likely to see that one backfire on them, because we don't like to be told that sort of thing. We didn't like it when we were told that those of us who do choose not to live in the cities cling to our religion and our guns.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like to be told stuff like that. And it's going to turn around. I think if they keep this snarkiness, it's going to turn around and bite them.
I can't agree more. And I still say, I believe that unless Trump really goes off the reservation and just continues to be one line, really bad humor attack mode, if he can get his presidential hat on now and actually talk some issues, I believe that we can win this election. He has more people involved in the election process than we've ever had in the whole history of the United States. I mean, there's more people out voting. There were bigger numbers at every election all the way through, way bigger numbers in the Republican side than there have been at the Democratic side. There's a lot of people involved, and unless there's enough of the Republican hierarchy that are pointing out what's wrong with Donald Trump, I think he can do it. We'll see.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
If he doesn't, then we all, I think, need to figure out where we're going to hide.
It's a ride or die election at this point.
It is. Four more years of Obama's administration, and that's what we'll get with Hillary. Wow. I can't even. It makes me sad for my country.
Actually, I was rather hoping that I would vote for Trump just on the off chance that Rosie O'Donnell might actually leave the country.
There's a list of them there that I think, yeah.
I think Whoopi said she was going to leave, too.
Yeah, I was saying Whoopi and Rosie.
I'll pitch in on the ticket.
Everybody would. There's a whole list of them that came around a little while back and said, boy, this is more than enough reason to vote for to vote for Donald Trump. They're all leaving.
Yeah, get them out. Here.
Yeah, would be great. It would, but you know, the election now, this kind of clears the path, and I know that there's a lot of Cruz supporters out there in Shasta County because we've been talking to them. I think he'll get behind. I hope that all the candidates. We had a great field this year. I thought a lot of good talent there. If they maybe get together and make up a part of the Trump cabinet and move forward, maybe we can actually win this election and at least start the process of the slide that we're going into,
right,
losing our country.
Right. And I think we need, you know, because Donald Trump has been so divisive in some ways, for me to really get behind him, I need to feel like he's got people around him that embody kind of more what I see in the presidency than what he's shown in some of his behavior. That's nerve-wracking. But,
yeah,
you know, so I've got that. He's kind of gone off the rails and had these behaviors, and I need him to, like, class it up a bit, like you said, be our commander-in-chief. Like, we want to see that integrity and on that class and all of that. Because the Hillary thing, then you've got that on. I mean, it's just, it's a tough spot. Like, I haven't really thought a wholeheartedly about what I was going to do exactly now that Cruz is out. You know,
The point is, you just can't vote for Hillary. Otherwise,
no,
I mean,
you know,
I hate the fact that it's another hold my nose and vote election.
I know,
but I'm not voting for Hillary.
Right, and I have got to vote.
Yeah,
so that's that. Yeah.
So with that, we'll take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at Reading CCW or call NFI at 999-1822.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A true country star, John Michael Montgomery, live in concert. Friday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation John Michael Montgomery perform his timeless hits such as I Swear, I Love the Way You Love Me, I Can Love You Like That, and Be My Baby Tonight, along with hits from his latest album. John Michael Montgomery has released 15 number one singles, received 4 Academy of Country Music Awards, and 3 Country Music Association Awards. Tickets start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Don't miss your chance to see John Michael Montgomery live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Friday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
7:32 on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. Hey, I want to tell you a real quick little story here. About a month ago, I set out on a journey, started going to Wellgate Sports Club. And because my doctor brought back the little slip of paper from the lab, and we looked at the numbers, and he just kind of gave me that look that doctors like to give you. You know, that look, and then climbed up on the scale and looked at that number and wasn't too happy with it. So I started going to Wellgate, and since then my glucose numbers have improved dramatically. I have shed 12 pounds, and it's all thanks to the absolutely fantastic facility out there at Wellgate. Now, one of the problems I have is my knees and ankles, you know, after years of hauling around me, are not doing as well as they should. Well, for folks who are in that situation, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Cowling is the answer. It's a unique saltwater pool facility available only at Wellgate Sports Club. It's in one-on-one or small group training. It'll increase your range of motion, flexibility, and the increased buoyancy means reduced joint wear. You can experience exceptional every day at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that self-care is the best health care. Give them a call, 768-1205. That's Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark Squared.
Clark Square, there you go. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you've got something. And, in fact, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Trish. The most important issue on the November ballot for me is the marijuana initiative. And, I'd like your comments on this. The Chico Enterprise Record reported that Butte County only collects 6% of the fines levied for code violations. And the Reading newspaper hasn't even reported, you know, how much we collect, how much in fines are levied. But I want those commercial pot growers to continue moving away from Shasta County. That's why I think we should all vote no on the initiative, because that will send a message to the Board of Supervisors that we want to increase enforcement. And what I would really like to see is fines for a code violation. The county should lien the property so that when the property is sold, eventually those unpaid fines will be collected. Any comments?
Well, only that I probably would concur with what you're saying. I personally do not think that from what I've seen of those areas that are not aggressively trying to do away with the marijuana grow, that it's been productive for their counties. There seems to be a lot of problems. The areas where they've actually in I was in Oregon, I think, and Colorado, where they have the free marijuana kind of stuff going on, and everybody's smoking, and it's all okay. Their statistics are showing that it's not a really good thing. They're having a hard time controlling it. So I've been in favor of not having the grows here in Shasta County, and if that's what the initiative is, I think I would concur with you. Sharon?
I would agree, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
No. Oh. Well, just one more.
Uh-huh.
The fines that Butte County was levying and not collecting on for the commercial pot growers were many millions of dollars, and that would fund a sobering center. In other words, if we Shasta County, as you probably know, has a $100 million commercial pot growing industry. Mark Beecham has written about that, where they've counted the number of plants seen on Google Earth and done the arithmetic. And I would like to see 3% of those, 3% of that $100 million going to Shasta County and City of Reading for that sobering center. And the way to accomplish that is to make sure that we collect on those fines and even be even more vigorous, to push those commercial pot growers out of town. And it's my impression that Shasta County was a much nicer place before commercial marijuana came here. And I think commercial marijuana brought a lot of methamphetamine and cocaine and oxycodone because organized crime is the marketer.
It's been here all along. But
I was going to say, Jay, that's been a major problem with methamphetamine, and we've been a big producer of meth for many years.
Yeah, it's certainly accelerated the pace. Doesn't Roundup come in 55-gallon drums these days?
Yeah.
All righty.
Well, good comments, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, that's an issue. The whole drug surrounding thing. We had another big honey oil lab burn.
Right, I was reading in the paper.
Yeah, that was a major fire out in Happy Valley. Actually, we had every major fire department in the area with it, because it was a real burner and could have been. You know, I never did hear whether actually anyone was injured in it this time.
I wouldn't be. Yeah, I think they usually manage to, you know, kind of crawl out under the woodwork or something. But remember, we were all worried about meth labs blowing up. Well, that almost doesn't happen anymore because of the shake and bake techniques that they have now and stuff like that. But honey oil labs do like to explode.
Yes. Yeah, they do. And unfortunately, they're in homes. And so many times there are children involved,
right,
in that whole
and
thing.
And neighborhoods. And
right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there have been some sort of horrendous burns and children being, you know, really badly hurt. In the next hour at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Councilman Baron Browning here. He had worked really hard on those Honeywell labs. Perhaps we can get an update from him on how those the provisions that we've put into the city of Reading are going, or city of Anderson are going.
You know, I understand the whole medicine thing, which some people will hide behind, and other people do have some legitimate statements on. There are some conditions for which the analgesic properties are extremely, they show very good efficacy. And if there are some people who want to spend the rest of their life in that haze, go for it. Don't expect me to pay for it either directly or having to clean up the mess it causes in our on our public lands.
That's exactly right. If, in fact, it has medicinal value, then treat it like a medicine. Get a prescription for it. Go to a drugstore, buy your prescription, and take the medication. But don't be giving me the I'm growing for 11 people,
right?
All of which who are lazing around your front yard in a stupor
on some public assistance usually too.
Exactly. So right. I mean all that whole I have certificates and all of that, they're not doing it properly and people are growing for more than one person and
I know somebody who lives in constant pain and I would support him having some legal mechanism to obtain something. I mean, he's 80-something. What's it going to hurt at this stage of the game? But I draw the line at somebody who just wants to live off the system. Hey, Mike wants to weigh in. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Trish, I got a question for you on what happened on Tuesday here in Shasta County. And that's in regards to the Board of Supervisors disenfranchising all the county residents that live outside the city by their support of this public safety sales tax. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for law enforcement, and I know they need new funding, and we need more jail space. But the mere fact that half of the county residents will not get a chance to vote on this measure, and I would imagine out of the half of those residents, 95% of those do some type of shopping in the city of Reading. And I would just like to ask you to weigh in on that. Thank you very much.
You know, that would have been a tough decision. And I thought all the time they were talking about this, that if, in fact, they were going to do it, they needed to go, number one, for a countywide tax. It seems ludicrous to have a half-cent sales tax in the city of Anderson and in the city of Reading and then have those two jurisdictions are the only ones that can vote for it. And I concur with you. The half of the population doesn't live in an incorporated city, or it certainly doesn't live in Reading. We're going to pay it. I will tell you that in the city of Anderson, I don't believe that the statistics prove that it's caused any issues at all. I don't think people are not shopping or shopping in Anderson based on that sales tax. But having said that, you don't get to vote for it if you're in the unincorporated area, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not like having the fire tax, not a fee, thank you very much, shoved down my throat because I live outside of the city.
Yeah, exactly. It's I have to admit that I didn't listen to the discussion or the thought process behind how the board acted. I think it also is going to be a question whether the people will, in the city of Reading, will actually vote for it, given their confidence or lack of it in government in general.
And how it's going to be earmarked. Is he gone? Yeah. Is Mike gone?
Is Mike gone?
Yeah, Mike rang off.
Oh, okay. So thanks for the question, Mike. And I concur with you that I would like to be in a position if I lived in the... Well, of course, the only people who get to vote for it now are the people in Reading. So all of us that live outside of that, which is over 50% of us, don't get to vote, but we'll get to pay.
Wow. Okay. Hopefully they, yeah, but it's like,
you gotta
it's,
love that,
yeah,
man.
And trusting our local government to earmark those funds properly and have them go where they need to go. And I think everybody's willing to pay, but we just want to make sure that it goes where it's supposed to go and it does what it's supposed to do.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more in the next hour because that was the other thing that I asked Councilman Browning to be ready to weigh in on. Okay, how has it gone in the city of Anderson?
Right,
because
right.
They did the same kind of advisory 50% measure. 50% plus one, so they didn't have to have the supermajority. They did the advisory, and they've done a really good job, I believe, of spending the money in the manner that it was expected
right,
to be spent by
right.
the population. So that might be, if people will look at that and have the same kind of faith, maybe that'll go.
Yeah, how things improved, how is crime going, how is the homeless population, yeah, what's going on.
Yeah, so we'll have Baron give us an update on that when he's here in the next hour. I was thinking that someone was going to be here to talk about the rodeo at 8:30, but that didn't happen, or at 7:30. That didn't come in, so we'll come back and talk about something else after we take a break.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And it's, of course, Cinco de Mayo here on KCNR, 1460, 57 degrees. And, I don't know how to break this to you. This may come as a shock, but in the next couple of weeks, it's going to get hot, boys and girls. That's why you need to know about Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They put in a heat pump in my house, and it has run just beautifully. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And welcome back to the Free Fire Radio Show. It's about 12 minutes to 8 this morning here. It's about 57 degrees in downtown Reading. Give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
If there was ever a day the Clark duo could have gotten away with drinking margaritas, it was today, and we totally missed our shot.
I know. Cinco de Mayo.
One of those gigantic Margaritaville blenders sitting over here in the corner just...
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? I mean, literally, like, if there was ever a day to have huevos rancheros and margaritas on the air.
Yeah, we should have done that, and we just weren't thinking ahead. I can't believe it.
I didn't even really realize it was Cinco de Mayo until I was, like, heading here this morning, and...
And too late to stop the margarita bar.
I couldn't get us our supplies at that point, but do you have any plans today?
For Margaritasville?
Yeah.
No, not really, but I hadn't even thought about it, but we'll have to plan something.
That's right.
I think we can fit that in sometime during the day.
I definitely feel like you got to justify a margarita today.
I think.
It's Jimmy Buffett says it best, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
5 o'clock somewhere?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, we really could have justified that this morning at 7 a.m. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and we're just participating.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Now,
it's
do you
hard
prefer
for me to
your margarita?
Being up.
I prefer mine on the rocks with salt.
I prefer mine on the rocks without the salt.
Okay, so no salt. Now, I like the top shelf, like the Patron Silver.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah. Well,
life is far too short to drink cheap tequila.
That's right.
I think that's absolutely true. And there's another brand. There's another brand of
tequila.
Tequila. And I've forgotten the name of it, but that's very good.
Like the Cabo Wabo or something.
I mean,
please.
I don't know enough about it.
You know, there's some of these celebrities have come out with their tequilas now. What's the one that like Randy Gerber and George Clooney have? That was supposed to be kind
of
good.
There are some. Hornitos, of course, is a great. And Cabay. No, I can't remember the name. It starts with a C. It's got the elk stand on the front. Yeah, that's a really good brand.
Yeah.
And there's some Hornitos. If you buy the upper end stuff, is good. Cuervo, not so much.
No.
And Cabo started out as kind of a boutique tequila, and then it kind of turned into a mass marketed, aged to perfection in a 55-gallon drum.
It's gone downhill. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You know more than I do. I just usually say top shelf margarita on the rocks with salt.
Oh yeah, so. There's some places in town that have like 50 different brands.
Right.
That and all the different brands of vodka and stuff. And I'm just kind of a straight Scotch water drinker myself.
Well, now they've got all these flavored vodkas now because pineapple and licorice and raspberry and. Like, we didn't have that kind of stuff when I was growing up.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff that gives you a hangover the next day.
Well, yeah. Well, the young kids, the early 20s that are in the bar, they just do shots now.
What is with the shots?
They do shots, and so that's why they have all these flavored vodkas and everything, because they just do, shots. And that's why it's so, dangerous with alcohol poisoning, because, we were drinking beer and wine coolers. You had to drink a lot of wine coolers to get alcohol poisoning. There's only like 5% alcohol. But these kids, when you're doing shots, you can have a few shots an hour, and over time,
that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, it gets away from.
You start forgetting things like how to breathe.
Right. I mean, that's why there's been so much more education on alcohol poisoning, because the younger kid, under 21 year olds, will get a bottle of vodka and, they'll go to a party and then pass it around and have these shots and just not realize how many they're having and how that hits you, and even when you pass out, your blood alcohol level keeps going up. And we've in Reading done a lot of education on alcohol poisoning, because of course we've lost a couple people.
And of course we've got our Memorial Day weekend coming up on the lake, now that there's a lake again, it can be really busy up there for law enforcement.
And just remember, everybody, we have Uber now. And have you tried Uber yet, Trish, have you tried Uber?
No.
But heard of it.
I have heard of it, absolutely. And that's so important to remember, that if, in fact, you're going to insist on driving or drinking, then you need to be sure that someone's driving safe. You have a designated driver.
Download the Uber app and...
Okay, caller comes in, is too shy to go on air, says to tell you this is the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C., message passed.
Okay, and it is, and is the president, I would wonder if the president is actually going to do anything with that. In the past, much to my disbelief, he said that he wouldn't do that because he didn't want to offend certain people, and then turned right around, and I have to say this, had some kind of a Muslim prayer day shortly thereafter. So I wonder what's happening. But National Day of Prayer, I wonder if there's something going on in Shasta County. I wish the caller had stayed on the line, because they used to have a prayer breakfast in Shasta County on the National Day of Prayer as well.
I had heard nothing.
No, I haven't either. But
so it fell on Cinco de Mayo this year, so.
Well, and you know, I'll say something else, and it's like chicken soup. I think that this country is in dire need of getting set in the right direction, and I kind of think that that's part of it. This country was found on Christian Judeo beliefs, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. That's kind of where we started and where we were headed. Mm-hmm. And I think until we get back in that train a little bit and start being one nation under God again, we've got some problems in our future.
Yeah, things are very divided.
I think we need to go back to
our roots. There's a good moral compass there in those biblical belief systems. Whether your beliefs differ on what that God is, the biblical principles are really great.
They are, and you're right. It's a moral compass that kind of gives you a right and wrong kind of thing.
Ten Commandments kind of thing, right, yeah.
I just got to believe that it makes a difference, and I think that that's why this country was as successful as it was. And we've lost that. There is no moral compass. If it feels good, do it. It's my right. I am owed. That's the message that's out there. Instead of going back to, your family taking care of their own, we've gone into this whole entitlement mentality,
right,
that if it's yours, I should have it.
Well, even if you look at even just the schools and the education and teachers and how parents, when it used to be you got called in after your child misbehaved, you sat in front of the teacher and said, please explain to me what my child did so I can support you and there'll be consequences. And now you go in and the parents, majority of them are, how dare you do this to my child? And they're advocating for their kid against the teacher. And they have taken a lot of power away from, those educators being able to, give the direction and get the support that they need from the parents.
My grade school principal had the Board of Education hanging on the wall. I seem to have survived that experience.
The Board of Education, yes, I remember that. And to show you how far we've gone from that, one of the things they were beating up on Senator Cruz about, he made a comment a few days ago. A child was very disrespectful in a setting, and he made the comment had he behaved that way against one of his elders, he would have received a paddling,
Right.
And a whole group came out screaming, oh, he's for corporal punishment and all of this stuff. And I thought, we've come a long way in this country.
Right.
And not so good in most directions.
No, absolutely. And I was just actually out with a client and the daughter-in-law is a teacher. And she said she really believes in her world when we quit calling our elders by Mrs. Clark. Mrs. Clark, and by their first name, that we put that separation of respect aside, and she goes, and then they come into her classroom, and they don't understand her role, because all of their friends' parents, if they're calling them by their first name, we need to have that level of respect there. Like a lot in the South, they still do, but I feel like kids need to have that respect for people older than them, and we've just crossed those boundaries, and everyone has to be treated fairly and equally, and that's true in some cases, but I do feel like, I remember helping my daughter with some cheerleading, assisting on the team, and the way some of the kids would speak back to me after given direction about, where they need to be standing or whatever, and I'm like, whoa, like, that's just not how my children spoke to me.
Yeah.
And when I called out one of these girls, her mom called the coach that night and was upset that I had made a comment to her daughter that she was not listening and was not in the room she was supposed to be in. And after that one incident, I told my daughter, I said, well, that's my end of my help with the cheerleading team, because I'm going to make everyone hate you because I'm not going to tolerate this.
Yes.
And it's just, we had our one foray of me assisting the coach. It was one day left because I'm just like, I don't play by those rules. My kids are going to respect me. That's it.
You bring up an interesting point, because in the southern states and in the South and in the Bible Belt, if you will, I've done so much traveling in the last few years down around that area, and there is such a stark difference as to the respect level of children, and it's just different. You're right.
They would call you Miss Trish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They would, Mrs. Clark.
Right.
Mrs. Clark. And if even you, well, I'm Trish. Well, Miss Trish is as good as it would get, because that was just something that's foreign to them.
And a yes and a no better have a mam or a sir behind it.
Yes.
If it comes out of your mouth.
Absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And it's still there when you shop in stores. Everybody's very respectful. It's totally different than it is certainly in California, which just, there are no boundaries, it appears.
Those old-fashioned values would be great to have a little bit of that come back.
I think that until we can get back to we've got to start with our children, because we've got a population there that we got to turn it around, and the way you do that is re-educate your children.
Yep, and supporting our teachers and our educators and that.
And give them the ability to do that kind of discipline. So we're going to be back in after this break, and we're going to be talking with Councilman Baron Browning from the city of Anderson. And he's going to be updating us on their sales tax measure. Also, we've got the big Anderson Explodes planning going on, and because we do the July 3rd, and that's getting closer than we can think,
yeah.
Down in the city of Anderson. So we'll be talking South County in the next hour, and we hope you'll join us. And we're going to break now for a little news.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Millions of American Christians today are marking the 65th National Day of Prayer. The chair of the event, the task force that heads it all up here in Washington, opened today's activities on Capitol Hill.
Our theme this year is Wake Up, America, taken from Isaiah 58:1, which says, shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet.
Organizer Shirley Dobson speaking on this, the 65th annual National Day of Prayer, and said that prayer is needed now in America more than ever before. Although Donald Trump has virtually locked up the GOP presidential nomination, some high-profile Republicans are signaling that he may not be wise to expect much support from the GOP establishment.
A spokesman for George W. Bush says the former president does not plan to participate in or comment on the 2016 presidential race. His refusal to publicly support his party's nominee underscores the deep frustration within some corners of the GOP over Trump's candidacy. Meanwhile, the Texas Tribune reports that George H.W. Bush also will stay out of the campaign process this year after endorsing every Republican nominee for the past five election cycles. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hundreds of electronic cigarette brands will have to undergo federal review now to stay on the market under new FDA rules. Changes will limit e-cigarette sales to minors and require new health warnings. Imagine being trapped for days beneath the rubble of a collapsed building, hoping against hope for rescue, as was the case of this woman in Nairobi, Kenya. A day that seemed for her, no doubt, like a miracle. After being trapped, live footage showed the woman being carried away on a stretcher covered by a blanket with an oxygen tank by her side. On Wall Street, it's been a strong session so far for the major indexes. The Dow up 43.5 points, the S&P 500 up by 4. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
In Jerusalem today, Israel marking its annual Holocaust Remembrance Day in memory of the 6 million Jews who were killed by Nazi Germany and its collaborators in and around World War II. The sirens sounded across Jerusalem. Ceremonies held around the country on the solemn day, which is marked from Wednesday evening on. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attended the main ceremony and laid a wreath at the memorial. In Alberta, Canada, massive raging wildfires moved south and forced three more communities south of the country's main oil sands to look for higher ground. Homeowner Brian Jean devastated by what he lost in the fire.
It's my home, all my stuff, all my memories. I lost a son last year, and all my memories.
His comments airing on CTV. The sense of loss, obviously, enormous. The fire has already forced the evacuation of some 80,000 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More Americans were applying for unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid went up 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 274,000. The four-week average edged up to 258,000. With relatively few people seeking unemployment benefits, it appears as though employers are not worried about the recent sluggish growth. The economy expanded at an annual pace of just 0.5% in the first quarter, the weakest pace in 2 years.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the figures point to job growth in tomorrow's monthly employment report. Close call for a little fellow in Whittier, California. Authorities say that the little child near Los Angeles escaped with just cuts and bruises after a car crashed into his bedroom, hit his bed, and pinned him against a wall. Police are searching for the driver and a passenger who ran away after the car plowed into the home on a dead-end street in Whittier. It happened earlier today. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's Thursday, so this is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark, one with an E.
And one without.
Taking over the airwaves this morning.
We are on the first Thursday. We do this and give Carl and Linda a chance to do something else in their busy schedule. And it's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. And the weather forecast for the week looks about the same. We're looking at highs in the 70s, about 74, most through Saturday and Sunday. And we're looking for thunderstorms, showers likely, about a 50-60% chance of rain throughout that entire period. So carry your umbrellas and be ready, because it rains and then the sun comes out and shines. And there's a chance of those thunderstorms all the way through the weekend. And our weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. And we're joined in the studio this morning by Councilman Baron Browning from the City of Anderson. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's the Clark and Clark Show. I love it.
Yeah, all right, yeah. And a Thursday morning, and we're awake and bright-eyed.
And Cinco de Mayo, I said if there was ever a time we could have justified a margarita on the air, it would have been today, and we missed the memo.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we missed Cinco de Mayo altogether here. So we could be drinking margaritas instead of coffee.
Well, you have a chance later.
Well, hey, as only Buffett said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
Okay, so Baron, we had a couple of discussions that came up in the first hour that I kind of didn't talk too much about, pushed over to this hour, because you've got some experience with a couple of those issues. The one of it is the half-cent sales tax that the city and the county actually have decided now to promote in the city of Reading for law enforcement. And we did that in the city of Anderson. It's been 2 years already?
Yes.
And so we have a bit of a history of the collection of that. We did the 50% plus one, so we didn't have to have the supermajority, and an advisory measure. Is that the advisory measure? Was that pretty much what the city of Reading is doing as well?
Yeah, it's along the same lines, and I would say that I'm definitely for it. Anything that you can do to get more officers on the street and protect our businesses that actually make money for our cities and protect our citizens, which also pay taxes and work in our cities, I think that's a great thing. Anderson's a little bit different. As you know, we don't have to take care of the fire department. They're a stand on their own, so that's a little bit different in this blueprint, where they're also having to take care of their fire department. So they obviously have a much bigger number. But looking at it from just the Anderson side with us, we've done a good job of saying, okay, the citizens voted on this. This is the way they wanted to see it. They wanted to improve our law enforcement side. They wanted us to be proactive, and we've done that. We've added officers. We're one of only a few cities in the state that the crime has actually decreased.
Oh, wonderful.
Due to this half-cent sales tax. Our chief of police, Michael Johnson, has come up with some great ideas on how to do that and how to not only retain our current officers but get officers in the future with our sponsorship program. So we have two coming out of academy, both in the top of their class that we sponsored this round, and we already have three ready to go for the next class. So it's been great to get those out there and get those ready to be a part of our city. And some of them have actually come back to the area just to be on our police force because they grew up here.
Perfect. And we've also got, I believe, a reserve program going or starting now?
Yes. We have a reserve program starting with some of the retired officers and officers that have retired and moved to our area. So we're looking forward to that happening. We also have a chaplain program. I believe we have now five chaplains in our city that are going out and taking care of our citizens when needed and also to help our officers when they need it.
And a very active citizen patrol.
Yes, a great citizen patrol. In fact, one of our citizen patrol just donated another $1,000 for our newest canine for his vest. And so they're not only a part of our community and they go out and help protect our citizens every day, but they're also there to contribute to our city financially.
Yeah, and you bring up an interesting thing about the fire department, and that was unfortunate at the time that sales tax took place, that the fire department and the police department, the city of Anderson, were not closer aligned. That's changed now, and all of those agencies are working hand in hand, and we were able to reach an agreement out on the annexed area where that fire department will actually share in some of the revenue derived out of growth in the area that was annexed just recently into the city of Anderson.
Yeah, the Roseburg property was a great annexation to our city. We've got some things to get done out there, improvements to be made, but that Roseburg property is fantastic, and it's great I-5 frontage, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be some growth there, and that will help that fire department, because that is an issue the city of Anderson is going to have to address. Because in order for that fire department to remain active and vital, we're going to have to figure out a way to infuse some money into that as well.
And you hit it right on the head, though. The nice thing about this is, before I was elected last year, I didn't see a lot of meshing between those agencies. Today, we're very meshed. We go to each other.
That must be because you were on the city council and I'm on the fire board.
That's right. Yeah.
We can just take credit for that, right?
Sure. I think, you know, our fire chief and our city manager had a lot to do with that. Probably not me and you, but, we can take credit for it. But,
we got a ladder truck and everything since I went back on the board. I'm just saying, I should have done this sooner.
But it's nice to see our fire chief and our city manager together.
Yes.
Okay, have a question in the chat room. I'm just going to go to the very last part of it because it's sort of like a comment and then a question. How is Anderson doing on the front of unfunded liabilities, the pension elephant in the room?
You know, it's an excellent question. The great thing that Anderson did long before my time, so I won't take credit for that one either, but we got rid of some of the excess at the end, and so we're not paying for the people forever. And so that's been a part of what we did years ago. And so that's a lot different than what Reading has, where they're continuing to pay those things afterwards. And so their unfunded liability is a lot larger than ours. It is anyway because of the growth, you know, the city size. But even beyond that, we've done some things as a city to retract from that to get it so it's not as high. But, yeah, the thing about it is unfunded liabilities have always been there. Now you just have to show them.
Yeah.
That's the difference between now and then. And so the state government has come back and said, no, we want you to show those things so that, you know, you're an open book, basically.
How about the employees' share? Does the city of Anderson pay that for them, or are they paying their own?
No, they pay some and we pay some. And so we did that a few years ago as well. And so, yeah, we're all paying some portion of it. That's correct.
Yeah. And from my point of view, I think that the future is it says employee share. In my mind, at some point, we should all of the jurisdictions should get to the point where they're paying that employee share in its entirety.
You do in the regular workforce as well.
Well,
so,
it's your share. That's what it says. Yeah. It says employee share.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to any other company, they might pay 3-6%, but you put the rest in for your own retirement. And so I don't think that should be any different than municipalities.
Yeah.
And so you've got to feel that way. I know some of the employees don't feel that way. But again, if you were to go get a job at my place or your place, then you would pay those things yourself.
Right.
And so
there were some of us a long time back when Illis started back in the 80s, because that was when all of this people in the public they didn't want you to give public employees raises. So every time an elected board would give an employee, a county, city, you know, fire department, whatever, raises, then the public would go insane. So we developed this little thing where we'd give them something in their retirement, a little perk, and the people didn't yell about that. So instead of giving them a 5% raise, you gave them a 3% raise and 10% in some kind of benefit. That now, all of a sudden, and I can remember making the comment, those that served with me will remember, I always said, you know, someday you're going to be in a position, if you continue to do this, where you're in fact going to be paying for two workforces, your retired workforce and the present workforce, because you're given too many bennies that go on forever. Mm-hmm. And now that day has come, and that's kind of where we're at. And on that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
It is 8:14, coming up on 8:15 here at KCNR 1460. Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about Shasta Gas Propane and a little bit of a personal story. A close relative of mine who asked not to be actually identified on the air because he's just that way, has been dealing with one of the major propane companies here in the North State for many, many years. Well, they did some policy changes, and the long and short of it is they wanted to take away his tank and take away the gas that was in the tank and not reimburse him, which he thought was kind of a raw deal. So he called around and contacted the folks over there at Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Company. They did him right, brought out a new tank, transferred the gas, and he is a happy customer now of Shasta Gas Propane, and you can be too. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. KCNR 1460, and we'll be back.
Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell. All at Haven Humane Society, just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yes, it is Cinco de Mayo, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Budget Blinds. Huge selection, highest quality, and fashionable window coverings. And, of course, Carl and Linda just had some budget blinds put in, and they can help you figure out just what you're going to need to control that hot sun coming into your space. That is Budget Blinds, 226-9027, on the web, budgetblinds.com.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and it's always Trish Clark on Thursday. And on the first Thursday, it's Sharon Clark with joining me.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're having a discussion with Baron Browning, who's city councilman from the city of Anderson. And I forgot what we were talking about as we left, but we had a question come in on the phone while we were at break about the percentage, the benefit from the sales tax. How has that helped us as opposed to Walmart? And
well, the way you got to look at it is Walmart was already there, and exactly. So that's a flat number. And so, yes, the sales tax 100% improved us. And so the way the measure was enacted was that at least 50% of that 50 cents had to go to law enforcement or public safety in this case. And I believe today we're around 62% is actually what we've given to that division. And then we're also adding some improvements to parks and recs and other things. But, that has greatly improved our law enforcement side. And, yes, we've gone above what the citizen recommendation was to do that, and I think that's our job.
And there's no question that Walmart added a considerable amount to the revenue of the city of Anderson when it came in.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, no question about that. And certainly any retail that we get is very advantageous. The addition of Camper World and B&B RV and those kind of places, especially those high sales tax dollars, those are marvelous. I mean, that's great for the economy of the city of Anderson.
Yeah, and then they've both grown. If you look
and
at
when
B&B,
Costco
they've
goes
added.
Down there, for heaven's sakes. I mean.
Trish, I'm not going to get into that one. But don't get me wrong. I would love to see Costco in Anderson, and who wouldn't?
And any of those big, those are great revenue generators.
Yeah.
What I think a lot of people still don't understand is that way back after Prop 17, whatever the one was that stole all our property taxes and gave it to the schools, local governments don't get enough property tax to do anything. I mean, people still in their minds believe, well, I pay property taxes in the city of Anderson, and that ought to get me something. And I just have to always remind them that local governments, cities and counties, no longer get enough property tax revenue to provide the services that are needed to their citizens. It has to come from sales tax. That's why the city of Redding has always done better than either the county or the city of Shasta Lake or the city of Anderson, because where is the retail located? We're all spending our money in Redding, and its site is located, so wherever you spend your money, that money goes back to that jurisdiction, with the exception of cars. And if you buy a car, wherever you buy that car, that sales tax revenue, a portion of that goes back to the place where you live.
That's correct.
So,
That's interesting.
Yeah, so people need to get a lot of
the same with
just,
your motorhome or any big ticket items.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but with those single exceptions, that's
So really, if someone's going to buy a brand new flat screen TV and they buy it at Walmart in Redding versus Walmart in Anderson, like that's something to think about.
It makes a difference,
right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
If you live in Anderson, that would be something. It's the same store. Same
shop
price.
Local.
It's,
I mean,
yeah,
that is huge, and people do not understand that. They don't. I mean, I'm one that I try always to shop local. If I can get it in my city where I live, then that's where I'm going to get it, because that gives me the greatest benefit for where my home is. And then the second best thing is to keep it in Shasta County. It's why I made the point a while back, and I just have to throw it in again because it irritated me so badly, where the city of, or the Board of Supervisors was thinking about taking a position of supporting Costco staying in the city of Reading. And I mean, come on. First off, the Board of Supervisors ought not to take a position on that. And if they're going to take a position on it, then they should take a position to have it in the unincorporated area. Because that's the only place they're going to get any money out of it unless it goes down on the annexed area in the city of Anderson. And then they'd get a share of it because of the tax exchange agreement. But why in the world would the Board of Supervisors support putting it in the city of Reading? They get no money out of that to provide law enforcement or anything. So my bandwagon.
There you go.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, you exiled a couple cities when you did that. A couple cities that pay taxes for your county. And so, in my opinion, that was a bad move. You should have never supported it.
Did they end up taking a position?
It was 3-2.
Yeah.
It was a 3-2 position.
Absolutely. A ludicrous position for them to be putting themselves in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk Honey Labs.
Yes.
Honey Labs.
Honey Oil Labs.
Honey Oil Labs.
Yeah, we had an explosion, as most of you know, just last week. And so... that happened out in the county area. The difference between that one and most of the ones that I've seen and that I've worked on leading up to the ordinance that the city of Anderson did, which I worked on for most of my first year in office, was to get that redacted, or at least put something out there that most other cities in the state now have gathered. Corning just did it, and so you're going to see a lot more do that. But that was actually a closed-loop system. So the difference between the closed-loop system and the can that we went after originally was the can is open, and so you're spraying it through a nozzle, and so the fumes are going out. You can't smell them or see them or taste them. And they actually, because they're so heavy, they fall to the floor. They get into outlets, and so as soon as a switch or anything else gets turned on or a lighter, and I've seen it, and even them lighting a cigarette, I've seen it happen.
Wow.
But boom. And so this one was actually a closed-loop system where the fumes are not supposed to get out. And so they get a, 10 or 15-gallon container, and they run it through a closed-loop system. It's got lines to it and everything, and it's supposed to be totally safe. And
guess what?
The problem is we as humans, we put them together. And so if you don't get all the fittings tight, guess what? The same gas leaks out. And we've seen this. It happened up just outside of Red Bluff, in between Red Bluff and Corning, about 3 or 4 months ago, where there was a big warehouse explosion. If you remember, a big warehouse exploded. That was also a closed-loop system. And now this one. And so there's been others.
Yeah. Well, it's another side effect of the drug trade, and it's all bad.
We were already on this as a city, and so what you're going to see happening within the next month is it's going to come back to city council to amend our ordinance to actually include closed-loop systems. As you know, the federal government or the state of California is taking this on themselves, and they're actually going to have manufacturers of this, and they're preparing for what's coming up next, which is the legalization of marijuana. Whether you agree or disagree with it, the state is going to handle all that. And so you would actually have to go get a license and be a licensed lab to produce honey oil. So it would still make it illegal for these guys that are doing it today, which is still a lab. It's still a crime. It's still a felony to produce honey oil. Because it's a lab. Doesn't matter whether it's meth or whether it's honey oil, it's still a lab. And so you're going to see the state come down and say, okay, we're going to license X and X. Well, what the city of Anderson did was we said, no, we don't want any part of that. We got ahead of the state again and said, nope, there'll be no labs, there'll be no producing marijuana, there'll be no labs in the city of Anderson.
Well, there you go.
So that'll trump it if it comes down.
Absolutely. Yeah. You had to do it before the law took effect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know that it's been – they're delaying putting that into effect to give cities and counties time to get ahead of this. So
and
we already did it, though.
Yeah, and the city of Reading, I know they've talked about it, and the county. Did they, in fact, adopt the ordinances, or are they still –
They're still thinking about it, I do believe.
Okay.
I haven't seen them enact it yet because they had the same mindset that it was going to get delayed, and it did. It did get delayed, and so they'll have more time to, figure out what their ordinance is going to be.
Okay.
But the city of Anderson's already on top of it.
And at this point, have we had any arrests as a result of that ordinance?
Yes. We've had several. We've done a couple stings, actually, at the smoke shops where they sell the canisters, and we have one issued citation that was issued. What I found out last week was they've actually agreed to stop selling the product. as a result of it. They didn't really understand that it was that big of a deal. After they got their fine and penalty, they decided that that was not worth it, and they are actually going to stop selling it in that particular store.
Perfect.
And others did, you know, others didn't even know. And so some of that's on us. We had to go back and re-educate some of the stores and say, you know, this is what you're selling. This is the effect. And if you want to sell it, this is what you have to do. This is, you know, how you have to follow the ordinance in the city of Anderson.
You know, Baron, from my point of view, of course, I've lived in Anderson for a long time. I think that we've been very lucky with the city managers that we've had and the police chief and fire chief to work really well together and get ahead of some of these kind of issues. The homeless issue well, you know what, we're coming right up on the break here. So before we jump into that, let's take a break and we'll be back.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478 is where Carl gets his haircut, where I get my haircut, and guys, is where you should be getting yours done, too. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts. Hey, wanted to throw out a news story that somebody in the chat room alerted me to, and that is the fact that there's a huge frozen food recall being triggered by a listeria scare. That's been in the news for the last couple of days, but now it appears to be even more widespread. CRF Frozen Foods says they want to put out a recall for all frozen fruits and vegetables produced in their Washington State facility since May of 2014. That's a lot of frozen food. But we're talking about brand names like Safeway, Trader Joe's, Kirkland Signature, and Earth's Pride Organics. So a lot of folks, if you want to find out some information, we'll pass along a website and go into your freezer and make sure that it is not a CRF frozen food brand out of that came from Washington because there's a big listeria recall.
So way back from 2014, so everybody should be checking their freezers very carefully for that. Before we went to the break, we were going to kind of do a quick update, and then I want to get on to some other things. But the homeless issue in the city of Anderson, it looks to me like it's a lot better.
Thanks to the proactive of our police force, the hiring of the officers, we now have a POP team. They go out regularly to what used to be homeless camps and make sure that they're not there. Now, people aren't always, the feel good of, you're moving, you're harming them. No, we actually take services with us to try to get them help. And
what is your panhandling situation like down there? Is that because I know in Reading that's a huge issue. Well, around my office.
It absolutely happens,
yeah.
But we're on it. It's illegal to panhandle in the city of Anderson, and I'm hopefully bringing forward the next month or so and looking to adopt some things that actually have been now being adopted both on the coast and then in Oregon, where it's actually illegal for you to hand money out your car.
That's what I want to do. I would love to see Reading do that.
And so you'll have signs near stores that say, it's illegal to hand this stuff out. And so that's the point we need to get to, is that unfortunately we're at the point where they're not going to stop. Yeah. They're going to continue to hold up their signs. There's plenty of services, people. We have 340 services in Shasta County to get help. And so there's plenty of help out there. We don't need to give them money. We don't need to contribute, in my opinion, to their habit.
Absolutely. And, I took a tour of the Good News Rescue Mission last year, and they don't allow anyone going through their program to panhandle. And if they find out you are panhandling, you're removed from the program. So it's really important for all of us to know that they will get meals and they will get help. And if they want to take advantage of those things, we want to help the people that want the help. And the people that don't, we want to make it so difficult for them to be here that they move on to somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And giving them money to support drug habits and whatever else is not helpful.
Well, when you do that, you promote crime, because they're going to go rob. When you don't give them the $20 and you're continually giving them to them, when they dry up and they need their fix, they're going to go rob you. Don't kid yourself.
Right. We need to make it so difficult on those people that can't or won't get help that they move on to somewhere else. And then let's take care of the mentally ill that need that support.
Absolutely.
And let's take care of the people that are down on their luck that need that support. But there are those people, and I've seen them hanging out at my office, and they're perfectly fine to live that way and to take our community down. And those are the people that I want to, get rid of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a call that I think we really need to take. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. We just want to wish you a very happy birthday. I know you guys are talking about, we're listening, really, something, a very important topic. But know that you're loved and that we wish you happy birthday. I know it was yesterday, but happy birthday live on the air.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I had a marvelous day.
And Linda, is it okay if, we have a margarita for Cinco de Mayo on the air today? Because we were thinking this would be our only opportunity to probably drink on the air with approval.
Well, cheers, buddy. I only wish I was there.
You can come on down. So you can come down to the Elements Lounge tonight. At Wind River, Linda's singing Cinco de Mayo, man. I'll buy you a margarita.
Okay. Oh. There you go, Carl.
You heard it here first, folks.
Thanks so much, Carl and Linda.
Thanks for calling.
Well, you know what, Trish, you're part of our lives, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate your friendship and what you do for our community. You've worked for our community and in Shasta County for, decades. And you haven't stopped. And you may not be, in office, but you have a huge impact on a lot of people out there, and you take a stand, and I love that.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's been very humbling. Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, we all love you. And I tell you, Clark and Clark, you guys, sound so well together.
Good.
Thank you so much. We're doing our best to fill your shoes. They're tough shoes to fill, but... we'll continue to
try. Well, look, y'all have a great day, and we'll see you tonight.
All right.
All right, Carl. Thanks,
Carl. Thanks, Linda. Yeah,
never
is,
know
you
who's
going to
be there
show.
When you pick up the phone.
That's right. Yeah, they do a great show Monday through Friday, and it's fun to come in and be with them and fill their spot once in a while and give them a chance to do something
I'm
a little different.
Maybe they're having a nice couple's morning doing something fun this morning.
There you go.
Well, I do want to say, though, that Trish is in office. She serves on our fire board.
Yeah,
right. And so this is her first year with that again. I know she did it in the past, but it's great to have her on there. I go to every meeting that they have, and it's a pleasure having you back in our city and continuing to be a part of it, and it's phenomenal.
Thank you. You know, I love what I do. I like being a part of my community, and I always wonder how people live their life and live in a community and are never involved. I don't think they know what they're missing, because you get so much more back from it and out of it than you actually give. I love volunteering and making a difference in people's lives. It's a great, great thing.
It's a fabulous feeling, and when you get to see somebody smile, it's all worth it right there.
Yeah, it is. So let's go. Speaking of volunteering and beyond, let's jump right in here to Anderson Explodes.
Yes, Anderson Explodes, the 3rd of July fireworks. We have our first fundraiser this year coming up May 27th at Fusaro Hall. And it's actually going to be put on by Rockin' Peas Barbecue again this year. They did it last year. They're also the same group that does the rib feed for the rib feed for the fairgrounds. And
mm-hmm.
so they do fabulous ribs. So they're doing ribs and chicken for again this year. It's 6 p.m. May 27th. And it's only $10 to get in the door. Can you believe it?
$10.
A $10 meal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
And then all the fun, of course. And also that night we have the National Anthem Contest. So when you get there, you actually get to hear 10 singers sing the National Anthem, and one of them will be chosen that night to sing on the 3rd of July.
And what's always amazing to me about that is the quality of talent that comes out of Shasta County.
Isn't it great?
It's absolutely, because that's a tough song. I mean, that's not a song that just anybody can
right.
do, certainly not me. But you go in there, and that, I've judged that in the past, and that is tough, because you have 10 quality singers, and it's really hard.
And it's a cappella, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter used to sing in the Shasta County Talent Search years ago, and we have amazing young musical talent in Shasta County for sure.
So, yeah, so that's great.
So, if you need tickets, just call the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They have tickets, so we look forward to having you there.
And it's always, that's always a great thing. I mean, it gives you an opportunity to do two, the fireworks twice down in the city of Anderson on July 3rd, and then the big freedom thing that they do up in the city of Reading on July 4th. But it gives you an opportunity. It's a really relaxed way to go down there. They used to have the car races, and I don't know how that's doing, but they have the car races before. And then they have when it gets dark, they have the wonderful.
And what we've added when our group took it back over 3 years ago was we actually added a concert to it. And so we teamed up with the city of Anderson. Mosquito Serenade and Anderson Explodes got together. And this year is going to be absolutely fantastic. We have a group that was with us 5 years ago that has now gone big, and that's Cloverdale. They're coming back and performing for us that night, and they'll be their opener is Chad Bushnell. And so that it's a great concert. Last year we had a record attendance, 17,000 people.
Wow.
At the Shasta District Fairgrounds for that evening for a great concert, and then obviously fabulous fireworks.
And fabulous fireworks. And recognize these are all paid for by the community through the donation process. That's what we're doing now. There isn't any government money or a big foundation fronting this thing. It's all raised by the local volunteers and through these fundraisers, the first of which is coming up on May 27th,
May 27th.
At Fusaro Hall.
Yeah, and it costs $50,000 to put on that fireworks.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
It's very expensive, and people don't understand. So if you can come out and give $10 and then maybe buy a raffle gift or two, raffle tickets or two, and
have a great dinner.
Great dinner, and have a drink, and enjoy some awesome company.
Yeah. Yeah, and to say nothing of the Mosquito Serenade, and I'm going to have to get Jeff Keezer in within the next little while, and we've got that program about lined up. And so we'll have to be updating, because when does Mosquito Serenade start?
I believe it's June 8th.
June 8th. So, yeah, very, very shortly, Wednesday night, all year long, and the great concerts.
love the funeral.
He actually gave me a pamphlet to bring so I could tell you all the artists, but I left it in the truck. So.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
I
okay,
know.
Well,
and I know he's listening, so he's going to go, Baron.
Well, but that's one more opportunity for when I host the show and when I'm here on Thursday or when I fill in for Carl and Linda, I take that opportunity, generally speaking, to bring in somebody from the South County.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are three incorporated cities in the city
which
Shasta County.
Us of here on
exactly.
The radio.
and so we need to update about what's going on in the South County. So, and we've got just a little bit on this break, so we'll throw in that on May 14th in the South County,
yes.
Frontier Senior Center is having their 20th birthday celebration. And this is a big deal because this is a senior center that does not have government funding. We do not have any grants. We operate, it's owned and operated by the seniors, for the seniors, run by a board of directors. We've been pretty good over the last 20 years about not hitting up the businesses on a regular basis for our support. We raise our money through a thrift store. We do not charge our seniors for their services. Everything is on a donation basis. There is no membership fee. Everybody comes in and does their thing. We have 1.5 employees. We've operated this facility now for 20 years, and it's a beautiful facility. A lot of people out there are going, I don't even know where the Frontier Senior Center is, and that always surprises me. But it's behind New Tech High School down in the city of Anderson. So we're going to celebrate, have a 20th birthday party fundraiser. Over the last several years, we've had to put in quite a bit of improvements in, we needed new vinyl floors. Because after 20 years of really hard, we get, you know, a lot of people through that facility.
And walkers and wheelchairs and
exactly. Yeah. All the vinyl floors need to be redone. We did that. And a bunch of work to the exterior a couple of years ago where we had some dry rot. We had massive renovations out there. So we spent about $50,000.
The fridge that went out.
And all of those things, fridge, the ice maker, air conditioners, what have you. We've depleted our reserves a little more than I'm comfortable with. I want to get it back up there when all these things happen. We're good for another 20 years.
Right.
So we're asking the community to come out. If you're a business out there and think that seniors are an important part of your life, a donation, our goal is $40,000 by the end of May. And we're getting there. We're doing well with it. But if you have a business that is impacted by seniors in the South County, this is your opportunity to send the Frontier Senior Center a check. Help us continue to make sure that facility is there for another 20 years for the South County seniors.
All right, Trish, it is 8:46 in this portion of KCNR's Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
When school is out, science is in at Turtle Bay's Discovery Camps. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us for a week-long camp as we discover different sides of science, art, and history during our summer camps in June. Registration is open now. Discovery Camp is presented by Steve and Deborah Osborne and is part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son team. Ed DeFore and family, been here in Northern California over 8 years. Cal DeFore manages the place. They got a full deli and butcher shop, 1,000 drinks, including 250 beers, hear that, Carl, and 350 liquors and wine options. One-stop shop on the way to the lake. Doubt if there's actually a lake again. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're in our last portion here. We've been talking with Councilman Baron Browning from the city of Anderson. And in the first hour, someone called in about the marijuana initiative. And Sharon and I both have to admit that we hadn't paid a lot of attention to exactly what that initiative says. Baron has some information, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We decided we were going to vote no on it. Based on what that gentleman said, tell us what we're doing here, Baron.
So Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom has come out and said that he would like to put on the ballot to legalize marijuana in the state of California. With that, he has gained, in what he says in the paper, 600,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. What you could do is then you could then grow 7 plants and you could have up to an ounce of marijuana in your possession.
Will local ordinances that are in place at the time that passes take precedent?
Yes, they will supersede that.
Okay, right. Exactly. So
and again, that's why Anderson got ahead of it and said, nope, you cannot grow in the city of Anderson. If you want to do that, then, you know, feel free to move somewhere else, but it's not going to happen here.
In the city of Anderson, is it legal to have inside growth?
No.
In not at all.
I believe that's the case, yeah. I believe there's nothing that can happen in the city of Anderson. And at least that's my opinion.
Yeah, well,
this happened before I got voted in, so.
Yeah, and certainly I know that there was talk about, and in the unincorporated area, it's enclosed, ventilated, permitted buildings.
Correct, and I know we actually just went through that, so I do know the answer is no. You cannot do that in Anderson.
In the city of Anderson, how interesting.
Oh, never mind. Yes, you can. You can have an enclosed grow. I was just told.
Okay. I was thinking that. Okay, but that's good because okay. I know that. But it has to be licensed and permitted and vended, and the property owner must be in agreement that can happen on their property. There's all kinds of things that you need to do in order to do that. And then you need again to be growing medical marijuana, and it has to be.
You have to have a card and licensed. Yes, correct.
All of those things, but no outside growth. That's correct. And as far as I know, any place in the state of county of Shasta, except city of Shasta Lake.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They can do outdoor grows there.
I'm not sure what their ordinance is up there.
I don't know. But I do know, looking at it now, you have to be permitted and you have to get inspected in Anderson to do an indoor grow.
Yes.
Which means you'd have to have your license, you'd have to go through all the process. So,
I think that, you know, when I look at the statistics that show where they have legalized marijuana and the things that are happening as a result of that, it tells me that that isn't something we want or need in the state of California. Having said that, our vote up in the North State rarely counts for much in those issues, and I'll be surprised if it doesn't pass in the state of California.
I would be shocked if it doesn't. But you've got to look at Colorado, and you've got to look at Oregon, and you've got to look at Washington, and the effects it is having on those people. My bigger concern is this, is that you look at it, and the kids that are getting a hold of this, what we know for a fact that it does to their brain, because their maturity of their brain is not done developing yet. And so we're giving these kids the opportunity to have marijuana, get addicted to marijuana, and that's my opinion, addicted to marijuana. And I can speak truthfully that I have a son that went through it. And so he progressed from one to the next to the next to the next, and to the point where he got in some serious trouble. If I look at that from my perspective, I don't want that anywhere near our city.
Well, yeah, now they're making them like into gummy worms, and it's just crazy, all these edibles. And like in Colorado, yeah, you can walk right into a store and there's all these different kinds.
Brownies, right.
Yeah, I mean, and especially for teenagers or people, you know, young people. And it's not something that's really impacted my life personally, but I got to imagine, you know, they called it the gateway drug when we were in high school. You know, a lot of times that leads them to other things that become a problem for people. So
if you look at the statistics from specifically from Colorado, it's not been a healthy thing. I've had a discussion with a couple of elected officials from Colorado, actually, who their statistics are certainly not something that are conducive to wanting to put that into effect in your county or your city or where you live.
And they had high expectations of this. They were going to, they thought crime was going to go down. They were going to tax it, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So that's not
financial windfall is right. A lot of people are looking at, and what they're finding is that the bad behavior and the criminal aspect and the crime far exceeds any financial benefit they're getting from having these grows.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, their DUI count has tripled.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So you have that whole aspect that you have, okay, now it's legal. I'm going to go get this. I've never really done this before. Now I do it. Now I get my car and drive, and now I've hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And the problem is as a country, we've not figured out how to inspect it. And so when you get pulled over, we do these tests with the flashlight and the pin, but there's no real test like with the breathing apparatus. With alcohol, you can say, okay, yes, you're a 0.08,
right?
You're a 0.10, you're over. So how do we do that with marijuana? We've not gotten there as a country yet to say, yes,
this is the test.
This is the test.
How much really, you know, is safe to consume and operate a motor vehicle or a boat, and how much isn't? And again, how do you measure that?
But it's a pretty clear indication when they pile up on a freeway and kill four or five people that perhaps they had too much.
And I'm not okay with doing it just because we need the money. That's not a good reason. Because we need the tax revenue for it, we're going to make it legal. I mean, that's what Colorado did, and look what happened. We want to be very careful on how we approach this.
Mm-hmm. They were very clear, the people that I talked to, that was their driving force when they did it, that they felt it would be a financial windfall. What were you thinking that you didn't realize the bad aspect that was going to bring along with it?
Money cures all problems. Just ask the Kardashians.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we have a caller. Mary is on the line with a comment. Go ahead, Mary.
Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, I heard that Gavin Newsom was going to use this proposal, this initiative, to gain the governorship, and I didn't understand that theory.
Well, because all the people who want their candy are going to vote for Gavin and say, yeah, give us.
Oh, to that respect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking there was some hidden money or something that was going to come out of the woodwork.
You can aim a stoner at a voting booth, and they'll vote pretty much any way you tell them to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, thank you very much.
Tell her what
Let
you really
show
think.
You guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, Free Fire Radio. There's the reason it has that name. You kind of get what you. Yeah. Good job, Bob.
I have no opinions.
Well, I mean, I would say that for those of you who listen to this show regularly, there's no short of opinions. There's no shortage of opinions at any given time on this microphone. So that's always good time. So Baron, I love talking about the South County, about the city of Anderson. Any final thoughts about what's going on down there, and maybe some words of advice for the city of Reading and the people if they want to get that passed? How to go about it?
I would say this. I would say that it's vitally important that if the city of Reading gets this half-cent sales tax and they get it passed, that they follow the wishes of their city. The vote means everything, because the problem I see with it is a lot of times we do these things and then we figure out, as the state has done to us umpteen times, they end up using the money for something else, and then you lose. And so let's just remember who votes for you, remember who pays the taxes, and remember who the voice is.
And maybe this is where we start in Shasta County, reinstating belief and confidence in our elected officials, because that certainly has been lost. And I don't think there's a lot we individually can do about what's happening in Washington, but we can certainly do it in our communities. And that's up to the people. You've elected these people. Give them, vote this in, but then watch carefully.
Accountability.
And hold them accountable. And if they're not doing what you told them to do with the money, that's what we call the election process. So it's back on the people. You can have elected officials who do what you say, but you got to follow through. And that goes all the way up to Washington. Big election coming up. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's always great. It's always great. Sharon,
see you on the first Thursday of hell.
Thank you for listening.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump can forget about getting any support from W or HW. Spokesman for George W. Bush saying the former president does not plan to participate in or comment on the 2016 presidential race. And the Texas Tribune reporting that George H.W. Bush also will steer clear of the campaign after endorsing every Republican nominee for the past five election cycles. 80,000 people have already been chased from their homes by a raging wildfire in Alberta, Canada. Now thousands more fleeing the flames bearing down on Fort McMurray. Some people have lost everything. This evacuee telling CTV television he doesn't know what she'll do next.
There's not really a whole lot we can do. We're just going to head south and spend some time with some family and see what happens from there.
Another evacuee saying all of his memories have gone up in smoke.